بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تأكلوها إسرافه بدار أن يكبروا، ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف، ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف. فإذا دفعتم إليهم أموالهم فأشهدوا عليهم، وكفى بالله حسيبا. In the previous ayat also, discussion was about the inheritance, the estate of the orphan children. Those people who are the seniors in the family, usually when they will take in charge the estate of the orphan children, they are still small and the father has passed away and they are not of age, then they can know what is the value of money, how to handle it, etc. So further, with regard to that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَنْ يَكْبَرُ. اور کھانا جاؤ یتیموں کا مال ضرورت سے زیادہ اور حاجت سے پہلے کہ یہ بڑے نہ ہو جائے. That this wealth which you have inherited and you are allowed to employ it in your business, etc., so that it does not depreciate. The money can increase all the time, the value can increase. Now when that money is in your custody and you have to look after it, don't eat it up. Don't consume the wealth of the orphans by spending it lavishly. You are in charge, you have to use it, but see that you spend it correctly. Over the amount should not be spent. It should not be spent in wrong places. It is, you use it in order to increase it, that you employ it in your business, etc., and its value increases. And also, don't try and spend it all finished before they become big. So now when they are big and they are at that age that you should hand it over to them, but in the meantime you finished all that money, you used it up. Don't do that also. Keep the interest of the orphans in mind. See your own needs, you are also permitted to see to your needs, but keep the interest of the orphans in mind. وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ. اور جس کو حاجت نہ ہو تو مال یتیم سے بچتا رہے. A person who is wealthy, who has got, he can manage on his own, he doesn't need the wealth of that orphan, then he must stay away from it completely. He must not take any benefit from it. وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. اور جو کوئی محتاج ہو تو کھاوے موافق دستور کے. And if a person is not wealthy, he is a poor person himself, and he is the one now who is the wali, who is in charge of the wealth, the estate of the orphan, he is permitted to use from there because he is doing a service. And how much is a fair amount for in market value for that service, he is allowed to take from the orphan's wealth. Because he's doing a khidmat, a service to them, and he's looking after them well. So he is permitted to take, but he should take only according to market value. He shouldn't be exorbitant and finish their money. So this is that he is, if he is wealthy and rich, he should not use their money at all. But if he's poor himself and he's doing the service, he is allowed to take from their money, but that must be according to market value, not more than that. He mustn't use it exorbitantly and finish it up. And one is that he should not make any israf, waste that money. And there are two kinds of israf, extravagance. One is that you overspend on something. You could get something for 10 rand, you spend 100 rand for it. That is also israf. And the other is where you don't need it and you buy it also. Some things we don't need in our lives, but just we have that feeling that I must buy this also. I must get that also. That is also israf. So he should not spend the money in that way, and neither should he spend it in such a way that he quickly tries and spend it before they become big, so he doesn't have to give it over to them. Once a person is used to big money, for him to become small in money is very hard for him. So now he is using the estate of those orphans, And now he wants to finish it up before they become big, because when they become big, he'll have to give it to them. And he doesn't want to decrease his capital, his money that he has got. So he tries and deplete it and finish it off before time. That is also not permissible at all. If he's a rich person, he should stay away from taking any advantage of the money of the orphan. If he's a poor person, then according to custom, he is allowed to use from there. فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ پھر جب ان کو حوالہ کر دو ان کے مال. And when the time comes and you have to hand over the money to them, so hand it over to them, فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ اور گواہ بنا لو اس پر. And make sure that you have witnesses at that time. It is witness, and the people are present. And even better, write it down. And let the witnesses sign that you have given them this money now. Whatever the amount is, you have given it to them. They also sign that they have received it. You also sign it, and let that be a proof, so that there can be no arguments in future. Your name also doesn't get spoiled that you ate up the wealth of the orphan. If anyone accuses you, you have got the proof that you have handed it over to them. They have signed also, and they are witnesses to that. That is also a very important aspect. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. اور اللہ کافی ہے حساب لینے کو. And Allah alone is sufficient to bring one to book for accountability. That is, if people also then go against them, and you didn't hand it over, or you didn't have it signed, and somebody accuses you, Allah knows the truth. That you had given it, and they have received their wealth. Allah is watching everything, and Allah will take everyone to task accordingly. So the basic concept here is that if anyone passes away and he's got small children, and there's an estate that he leaves behind for his small orphan children, then whoever is in charge in the family to look after it, like for example an uncle, or the eldest brother, or whoever, and now the small children's estate, they are looking of it, guidance is given, and the basic concept is to try and increase that wealth, not to use it for yourself, though if you are poor, for doing the service of looking after them, growing them up, feeding them, etc., clothing them, you can take your money for that service. But if you are rich, then don't take that also. And keep the interest of the orphans in mind and try and grow their money. Don't deplete it. Don't try and finish it off before they become of age, etc. In all matters, be good and kind to the orphans. May Allah give us tawfiq and to understand also that how complete our religion is. Our deen is not only about namaz, roza and zakat, but even the family matters, even about orphans we have been taught. How complete our deen is, and what perfect instructions are given, and how even the orphans, their rights are protected by the Quran Sharif. That otherwise, who will worry about the rights of the small orphan children? But the Quran Sharif has looked after them, just as the Quran Sharif looks after the rights of the woman also. Because nobody is usually there to fight for the rights of the woman. And she cries in her heart of all the zulm that is done to her by her husband, by her in-laws, etc. The Quran has addressed that also. And seen to the rights of the woman, the rights of the orphan, the rights of the neighbors, the rights of the poor people, everyone, the rights of the employees who are working for us, that also, usually they don't have anywhere to go to fight their case. Quran has even protected them. And Quran has made it our farz that we do all the matters in these, all these different parts of our social life, that we see to them correctly. May Allah let us understand it, live a life as a Muslim, and then inshallah, our goodness for this dunya also, and akhirat as well. SubhanAllah. Thank you.